Please forgive me. I didn't pray about this evening. I didn't pray about sunshine beaming through that stained glass window tonight. I was too busy, I forgot. Remember. And tonight, I want you to remember this stained glass window. For the story of why we are here tonight is wrapped up in those colorful panes, each panel, telling the story of why we're here tonight. And the main reason we are here tonight goes back to our ancient Jewish roots. We are here tonight to behold God's love for us. We heard of the Passover reading this evening. And that Passover led to a marvelous banquet on the mountaintop of Sinai, when 70 elders accompanied Moses and Aaron, and they had a heavenly banquet with God. And God sent with them, on their way back to the valley of sin, the bread of the presence. Yes, the bread of the face of God. The Father gave those men his presence in the form of bread. Does that sound familiar? Behold God's love for you. The temple priests would end up having the responsibility of displaying this bread on every Sabbath. And on every Sabbath, the temple priest would elevate it in front of the faithful and proclaim, "Behold God's love for you." And it lasted all the way until the temple was destroyed in 70 AD. But something miraculous happened 40 years earlier, the Last Supper. When Jesus elevated the bread and elevated the cup, and consummated the first Mass, and in doing so, presented his body and his blood. And what did he say after the raising of each one? "Do this in memory of me." And what are we here for tonight? To remember. As we look upon this stained glass window, there are three elements we speak of tonight. The institution of the Mass, the institution of the priesthood, and fraternal acts of charity. And if you look at the first panel on the upper left, you see Abraham offering Isaac out of obedience. And I would use this panel to point to our fraternal act of charity. You see, Abraham gave up everything and was willing to give up everything to serve his God. And that's what charity asks us to do, to put everything else aside and serve God by serving each other. That's why I stand here tonight as an ordained man. I'm a symbol of Christ the servant in my office, deacon. The word diakonia, a Greek word, means service. So I look to Abraham as the ultimate servant and how he followed the Lord, and the Lord then kept his end of the deal and made him the father of nations. We look to the panel just to the right, and we see Melchizedek, the prototype priest, offering bread and wine in some symbolic way, a foreshadowing of the priesthood, the first priest. Bread and wine, simple bread and wine, which would later become through Jesus' words, his body and blood. And the lower panel. The Eucharist. The body of Jesus lifted up on the cross, lifted up for all to see, all passerbys in Jerusalem on that day. And his Father allowing him to be lifted on the cross so that all who passed by could behold God's love for them. Father will lead us down that road of memory tonight as he continues with Mass and elevates the bread and the wine. But before that happens, we will have another commemoration. 12 people will line up here for their feet to be washed. And I think Jesus did that for two reasons. One, as an example of how to serve. But I think it's also an example of being willing to be served. And you think about yourselves. And I think about, I'll just back up. I'll think about those people that I've witnessed who have been asked to have their feet washed for many years now, and there's a reluctance every time. Me? I don't know about that. You mean I gotta walk up there and bare my feet and have somebody else hold my feet and somebody wash my feet and somebody dry my feet? No. A lot of people walk away. But there are people that come forward. And I point that out because I think it's so much easier for us to serve than to be served. We have to humble ourselves just a little bit to sit up here and bare our feet and have somebody else hold our feet. That's an act of humility there. And that's why Peter got so upset, wasn't it? Oh, Lord, no. No, we're not going to do that. I'm not going to have you stoop to wash my feet. I'm not going to have you serve me. I think that's the first step in humility, is allowing ourselves to be served. And when we do so, it makes us better servants. Father Mike stands as a witness for 2,000 years of grace. On the night before he died, Jesus instituted the priesthood. And those apostles would soon become his priests, his bishops, in all actuality. And Father Mike sits here inheriting that grace. The grace that was bestowed upon him when the bishop laid his hands on him and made him a consecrated man of God. And the Holy Spirit now flows through Father Mike and every priest when they hold the wine and the bread and they pray over it. In their consecrated hands they hold it, and with their consecrated breath, the Holy Spirit comes upon those two elements and they become the body and blood of Jesus. And that's a pretty humble place to be. What was Jesus' first miracle? Come on. He changed water into wine, right? Do you believe that? Come with me a little bit. Yes, you believe that. Is that hard for you to believe? Okay, then do you believe that Jesus turned wine into blood?
Yes.
And do you believe that Jesus turned bread into his body?
Yes.
That's grace. And that's what happened through that first meal with the apostles. That very grace that came upon them to give that belief and that understanding has flowed for centuries into your being, and it courses through your veins because you eat Him, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus turned bread and wine into God. Behold, God's love for you. Tonight, when Father elevates the body and blood of Jesus, and for every day from here on, when Father elevates our daily bread, behold God's love for you. After all, that's what the cross and Good Friday are all about. After all, that's what the resurrection and Easter Sunday are all about. Look at the panel again. Jesus lifted high on the cross. Next window over, Jesus raised from the dead, resurrected in glory. Jesus raised on the cross. Jesus raised from the dead. Behold God's love for you.